Okay, part two, we're in the woman of the Revelation 12. We're on page 75, Shepherd Rod, volume 2. And if the above statement is correct, then we must find two such periods that would perfectly fit the symbol. For the first is the one before the Bible came into the existence, and the second is the one with the Bible closed with the light, the written word of Yahweh. Thus, symbolically, the first period may be called night ruled by the moon, and the second day ruled by the sun. Therefore, the woman clothed with the sun and travailing with child is a period after Israel went out of Egypt, and at that time the period without the Bible moon was passing away. We shall bring forth another proof from a different angle, making double sure of the idea that the woman represents both periods before and after Yahshua. Revelation 12, 14 states, and unto the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and a half a time, from the face of the serpent. Note that she was given two wings of a great eagle. If the wings were not symbolical, what their object, as the wings of the lion and the four-headed leopard of the Daniel 7 represented periods, as previously explained on pages 33, 34, then the two great wings must denote two great periods of the church history, for the eagle being king of the birds, and as it is emphasized that they were of a great eagle, it is evident that the symbol must apprehend each period from its beginning. Thus, one of the wings takes in the entire church history from the fall of Adam unto the crucifixion of Yahshua, and the other from his crucifixion unto the end of this present world, his second coming. Thus it proves that there is only one true church in all ages. Her chosen as the 12 stars originally represented the 12 patriarchs, and later the 12 tribes after they went out of the Egypt, at which time a wonderful light shining from the written word of the Yahweh, the Bible, clothed the church woman while she was travailing with the child, the promise of the Messiah. But the crown of the 12 stars in the New Testament period stand for the 12 apostles. Number 12 is a symbol of the government that shall sit under them. He also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Matthew 19:28. This fact is proven by the type, the 12 tribes. It will be noticed that in the reckoning of the tribes of the spiritual Israel, the 144,000, by the type Israel after the flesh, as in Revelation 7:5-8, the tribe of the Dan is missing, and instead the tribe of the Manasseh, the firstborn son of Joseph, is numbered. The type corresponds perfectly with the antitype. For Judas Iscariot, being one of the 12 apostles, was cast aside, of whom Dan is a figure. And in the stead, Paul of Tarsus was added, of whom Manasseh is a figure. Therefore, we see perfect harmony in the type and antitype. For the lesson in this instant by these unmistakable symbols teaches that Yahweh has had only one church, one truth, and one way of the salvation for all generations. For the same is also expressed in the words of the Paul, "There is one body and one spirit, even as you are, Paul, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one Yahweh, and Father of all." Ephesians 4:46. That one Lord is one Yahshua, the Son of Yahweh. Yahweh's church has been symbolized also by the earthly object. For we speak of the symbols by the woman, namely Hagar and Sarah. For the former is a symbol of the Jewish, and the latter of the apostolic congregation. See the Shepherd Rod, Volume 1. Page 136. These earthly symbols point out Yahweh's church and the different sections and conditions that the woman are clothed with the sun and her eagle's wings, being of the heavenly origin. We know Yahweh's true church truth in one continuous line, and her child, our only Savior and Redeemer in both periods, before and after Yahshua. For the crown of the 12 stars in the New Testament period, John's vision in the 12th chapter of the Revelation deals with the two main subjects, namely the woman clothed with the sun and the red dragon. The latter has been explained. See pages 65-69. The symbol of the woman in the New Testament time covers three divisions. First, the apostolic period. Second, her absence from the civilization and the wilderness for 1260 days, years of the papal persecution. See Revelation 12:6-14. Third, the last period of the church while in the conflict with the dragon. Revelation 12:15-17. For the first and second period shall be explained. And the connection with another study. An explanation of the third period is found in the Shepherd's Rod, Volume 1, page 151 and 2. Therefore, our intention for this chapter is for the to briefly visualize the lesson taught by her crown of the 12 stars. We ask the question, who appointed this present day self-styled apostolic authority? It is said that after the apostles passed away, another set of the same number have a right to be apostles. Suppose the claim is true. There are 100 of churches, and if each one of them had 12 apostles, there would be a multiplicity of thousands of them at one time. And if that act had been repeated in every age, there would be an innumerable multitude of the apostles at the appearance of the Yahshua. If there have been thousands of apostles, it is evidenced by the following scripture that they shall never enter into the city of Yahweh as apostles, for inspiration says, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Revelation 21:14. What is the difference between an apostle and a minister of the gospel? If there is no difference, then there should have been more than 12 apostles in the early church, for there were more than 12 engaged in the ministry. Yahshua had appointed 12, but Judas was counted out, leaving only 11. After Yahshua ascended on high, 11 agreed to appoint another in Judas' place, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles, Acts 1:26. Therefore, they made up the number. Now, if Matthias took Judas' place, then there must be 13 such men, according to Romans 1:1. Paul, a servant of Yahshua, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of the Yahweh. Mark carefully that the woman's crown has only 12 stars, and that in the foundation of the city there are only the names of the 12 apostles. Which one of the two, Matthias or Paul, is not recognized by him? Who laid the previous foundation of the holy city? If we say Paul, we make him a liar. If we say Matthias, then his ordination by the 11 had no effect in appointing an apostle. What then? And Acts 1:26 is the first and last we hear of Matthias, but not so Paul. If Matthias is the apostle, then he surely is not as worthy as Paul. Which one of the ordinations would be most honorable? Is it Paul's by Yahshua himself, as he met him on the way to Damascus, or Matthias by the hands of the apostles? The question is clear. No man's hands are qualified to ordain an apostle, regardless of his high standing in the connection with the gospel. The holy hands of Yahshua and his personal presence only can appoint one for such an office. This is unimpeachable evidence, for the woman has a crown of only 12 stars. Therefore, who has the power to ordain another and thus multiply the stars? What is an apostle? Answer. One that is separated unto the gospel of the Yahweh. But if this is the only meaning of the title, then all who are engaged in the proclamation of the gospel being separated must be apostles. Therefore, the word apostle must have a special significance and a deeper meaning than simply separated unto the gospel of the other. For the Apostle Paul was called to be an apostle for the Gentiles. Thus he with the 11 became the earthly founders of the church of the Gentiles, and as sure as the divine head. Speaking of the gifts in the church, apostles are the first, for without a founder, there would be no organization. Thus, the rest of the gifts follow. See 1 Corinthians 12:28. For the crown is your glory, and the stars. 12 apostles are her only earthly authority. Here is a striking evidence that the present day apostles are wisely so called. A prophet may claim authority as a prophet, but never as an apostle. However, there is a difference between the prophets of the Old Testament and the ones of the New. The latter in the New Testament being under or with the authority of the former. In other words, he may be an interpreter or revealer of the Bible for all the prophets and the law ceremonial and type prophesied unto John, Matthew 11:13. For the interpretation is correct only when inspired by the same Spirit. Thus timely utterances are revealed. Not only do the annals of the history prove this, but the Bible is very emphatic on the subject, for it plainly says that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophet, Yahshua himself being the chief cornerstone, Ephesians 2:20. Again we read, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of the truth, is come, he will guide into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. John 16:13. Where is the need for such apostles? Are not the words of the apostles in the Bible? If we should appoint a set of such men, would we not sit aside the woman and her 12-star crown? If we set aside the crown by voluntary election of the apostles, what will we do with the gospel committed unto the church by the Yahshua's ordained apostles? Here the authority by the crown of the stars. As though we are an angel from heaven preaching the other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. as we said before, so say I now again, any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Galatians 1:8-9. For such are the false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of the Yahshua. 2 Corinthians 11:13. For the world is filled with so-called apostles and sects of every kind. Is it not? It is time for Yahweh's people to fall on their knees before their Creator and study the Scriptures for themselves, that they may know what is with the truth. Why should one accept the decision of another? So doing, we are robbed of an experience of our own. If so, may we not ask the question, what is the future outlook of the world? No one is saved because he may admit the evidence of the truth, or because he may belong to the right church or creed. It is only by an experience of his own, based upon the evidence of the truth, received into the heart, that can renew the mind and regenerate the soul so that he can walk in the newness of life. It is utterly impossible to enter into the everlasting kingdom of the Yahshua without a personal touch of the divine glory. For Yahshua said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of the Yahweh." John 3:3. For the following scriptures bear the same evidence. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter. His praise is not of men, but of the Yahweh. Romans 2:28-29. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of the Yahweh, 1 Corinthians 7:19. And rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Yahshua your Redeemer, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of a great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Joel 2:13. For they that are such serve not our Savior Yahshua, but their own belly, and by their good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Romans 16:18. Returning to our original thought, the 11 were allowed to perform the ordination of Matthias for a lesson under this previous day with his a new model religion, showing that Yahweh has committed unto no man apostolic authority save unto the 12. For the commission unto the ministry is, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28:19-20. "So thou, O Son of Man, I have set thee as a watchman upon the house of the Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word of my mouth, and warn him for me, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, that thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that which man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thine hand, Ezekiel 33:7-8. In reality, the 12 stars on the woman's crown originally represented the 12 patriarchs, later the 12 tribes of the flesh, fleshy Israel, after that the 12 apostles, and last the 12 tribes of the spiritual Israel, the 144,000. Thus again, it proves number 4 to be an important number, and that by the woman, these 4 periods are represented. Yahweh, who foresaw the selfishness of men, commanded the prophet to write the following: you eat the fat, and you clothe you with the wool. Yea, you kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. For the disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost. But with the force and with the cruelty have you ruled them, and they were scattered, because there was no shepherd, and they became meat unto all of the beasts of the field when they were scattered. For my sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon all the denominations, and upon every high hill, yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Yahshua. As I live, saith Yahshua, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat unto every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O you shepherds, hear the word of the Yahweh, of the Yahshua. Thus saith Yahshua, our Redeemer, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith Yahshua, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. Ezekiel 34:3-11. As a comparison, the Spirit of Yahweh drew a literal picture from the flock of the sheep and shepherds, Yahweh's people as a flock, and the ministry as the shepherds. For Yahweh's true people will imitate the sheep, and his watchmen will imitate the good shepherd and who cares for his sheep. Anything less than this is an abomination in the Yahweh's sight. If we are to learn the lesson intended, we must first acquire a clear understanding of the type, shepherds, and flock. For the antitype ministers and church members are asked to copy after the pattern. For the picture is drawn from the ancient method of herding the flock. The open pasture of the mountains and hills required the shepherds continually care over the sheep. The vast territory drew the sheep and shepherds a considerable distance from home, and the continual moving over the landscape made it impossible to obtain a permanent shelter of any kind for the sheep or shepherds. Consequently, only other help was needed. Each shepherd had a certain number of dogs, depending on the size of the flock, for the safety of the sheep from man and beast. As one thing called for another, an ass was used to carry the necessary supplies for the sheep, dogs, and shepherds. These consisted of the clothing, night coverings, food for the shepherds as well as for the dogs, medicine, bandages, etc. The faithful animal carried the load on his back throughout each day of the year. At the end of the day, the shepherd counted his sheep. If one was missing, he went to search for it at once, as it was not safe for one to wander apart from the flock. This brings the end of our step. This is our contact. This is the 11th hour call. Number 11, click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song.